I invite you to hear the word of our Lord that we find in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Let us now listen for the word of our God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want you to imagine just for a moment that you're in this really dark, cold, and desolate place. Just put yourself there just for a minute. A dark, cold, desolate place. Everywhere you turn, you can see no light. You can't see the hand in front of your face. And no matter how hard you try, you can't seem to see. Now, every little noise startles you, but you don't know what it is. And that damp coldness just chills you to the bone. How does that make you feel in your heart when you experience that type of darkness? That degree of darkness. Well, you don't know where to turn. You don't know how to get out of where you are. And you don't know what's going to happen to you because you can't see anything around you. You don't know if you're alone. You don't know if there are others around you. You don't know what's going on. And you're not sure what to do next. But suddenly, you see this little sliver of light that appears just around the corner. What do we normally do? You can answer me if you want to. What do we normally do if we see that little sliver of light in the darkness? We run to it. We go to it. We gravitate towards that light when we see that light in our darkness. Because that light represents some security. It represents direction. Hopefully it represents a warmth, because we're really cold where we are. And so we're going to generally move to that light. It would take a lot of effort for us to stay in the darkness whenever there's light just around the corner. But sadly, brothers and sisters, there are people today in this world that still choose to live in that type of darkness. There are people that don't rise up out of that darkness and go to that light because they are hesitant for what that light might bring. What we hear this morning from the book of Isaiah is the word of the Lord shared by the prophet Isaiah to a people who are returning from an exile of nearly 40 years from their homeland. They have been gone, and now they're having that opportunity to come back. And what they expect to see is probably devastation. They expect to see things different than the way that they left them. So they had this uncertainty about what they were going to encounter. And when they encountered their homeland again, that's what they found. They found devastation. They found something worse than what they had left. And they experienced a darkness of sorts in their life. They had been gone away for nearly 40 years. They come back, and basically the place that was home was no longer home, for it had changed. The lives that they knew were basically no longer the same, because there was nothing in which to build a foundation. Everything had changed. They had found conditions of despair and hopelessness in what they'd been experiencing during the exile, and they found these same conditions when they returned. What I ask you this morning is this: where in our lives do we experience this same type of darkness? Where is it in our lives that our souls are chilled, that our thoughts and our hopes are dampened? Where is it that we hurt? We may look into this world, we may look into our community, or we may simply look into our own lives with the trials that we personally face. And we know that tragedy is abundant. We know these challenges that we face, whether it be an illness or another, that these things are fairly common. Perhaps this darkness that we face in our lives is one of some financial burden, leaving us no hope about how we're going to pay our bills, leaving us no hope about how we're going to arise from the point that we are now. Now, sure, we know money is not everything, but there are things, needs, that have to be met through money. Maybe this darkness that we experience is because of some illness. Maybe it's a new diagnosis of cancer. Maybe it's a chronic, debilitating illness that is taking away who we are, such as Alzheimer's. Or maybe it is some chronic pain that affects how we're able to go about our daily living. Or maybe this darkness could be the loss of a loved one. Or some type of separation, whether it be divorce or else a separation with a deployed family member in the military. Each of these things can bring about that darkness in our life. This darkness could be manifested in depression. It could be an anger. It could be a hurt. Maybe an unresolved conflict in our life can be that place of darkness that chills us to the bone. And what it is that chills our soul could also be some hidden or unconfessed sin. Because brothers and sisters, one thing that we do know is that we do live with the scars of this world. The scars the world has inflicted upon us: hurt, pain, suffering, sickness, violated trust, those things we live with. But regardless of the type, what I'm here to say today is that the darkness is real. The darkness is real. We can see it. We feel it. And we live this darkness. And our brothers and sisters across the world, they see this darkness, they feel this darkness, and they live this darkness. We know that there are places right now in our world, in our own country, in our own communities, where people hurt because of devastating tragedies, whether it be the Sandy Hook shooting, whether it be tornadoes on Christmas Day, whether it be Syrian rebels committing violence against their own people. No matter where you go, we cannot escape this darkness that follows us in this world. The Advent and the Christmas season were times of joy as we traveled through and experienced time together and celebrated the hope, the joy, the love, the light that Christ brought into this world. But today we come together and we celebrate the end of that season and mark the beginning of the new as we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. For the wise men have been led to Jesus Christ, to the baby Jesus, by a star in the eastern sky. They have seen Him, and the world has come to know that Jesus Christ has been born. Today we celebrate this time in which God is made visible in the flesh. That the Word of God has become living. The Word has come to life. The light of the world has been made visible, and it cast out radiant beams of hope, of love and peace and joy, those things we celebrated in Advent. have come into reality. And he cast these beams into those places where there's darkness. He cast those beams into those places that love may be known. So that is our hope, that the Christ child has been born. And the Christ child has been made available to all mankind. Today we hear these words from Isaiah. These words of hope. These words of promise. As he assures us through the word of the Lord that the light has come. And even though you might experience darkness, even though today you may be in a very dark place in your life, even though this darkness is there, you have been chosen to be a recipient of this light. For Christ has called you by name, and Christ has chosen to shine his light on you. For we hear today that our hearts shall be warmed. We shall be filled with the joy in the days to come. Our hearts will be thrilled for knowing Christ. And we will receive that abundance in life that our mighty God has in store for us. Because our God has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light into the world. John the Baptist said he was come. Said the light is yet to come. The one greater than he is to come, and that was Jesus. He was talking about Jesus who would come and be that light into the world. And that light has now been made visible, and he has chosen to shine his light on you. But simply, we must be vigilant, and we must be earnest as we seek this light. We can't go around living by admitting that darkness has greater power than light. I said earlier that it takes a whole lot of effort to stay in the darkness when that light's available, but there are people today that choose to live in that darkness. Maybe they don't want to get past some hurt that they've had. Maybe they have a hard time forgiving. Maybe they continue to blame God for a sickness that God had nothing to do with, but they continue to blame God, so they still live in that darkness. Maybe they have anger over a past marriage or something that has gone bad, and they choose not to move past that, and they want to live in that darkness. Or maybe we want to sit there and sing the poor pitiful me songs about where we are and something that is happening in our lives, and we don't want to move past that darkness. And if we do, then that light, there's going to be a time to come. Now, I am not here to say that we're supposed to immediately have something happen to us and get over it. I'm not here to say that we can't be mad because we're human. I'm not here to say that we can't hurt when we lose someone, that we can't question when we're sick because we're human beings. There is a time to mourn. There's a time to grieve. There's a time to hurt. There's a time to experience that pain. But that time, at some point, must transition. That time when we let that radiant light flow back into our lives. That radiant light that offers life. During those times of darkness that we walk here on this earth, I also encourage you to look for those places where that light might be visible. And we could probably go into a discussion here and have you tell me all kinds of ways you've seen light in places of darkness that you've traveled. What is it, though, that I ask you? What is it that constitutes that flickering of light, that flickering of hope that offers promise in an otherwise dark place that we might be traveling through? As Christians, as a body of Christ, as the church, we have been called by God to rise up out of our depression, to rise up out of our own darkness, and seek to live in the way of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We have been called to serve God and neighbor, living out a full expression of love that is found through the model of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that we're above experiencing our own issues. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to hurt. On one day, you might have been the recipient of the light that somebody else offered.
As a friend offered to listen to you in a time of need. As a friend maybe offered to walk a journey with you, a difficult journey at your side, to offer you support. Maybe it was a friend that prayed for you, or somebody, a complete stranger, that prayed for you. While on the other day, you might be the one who offers that light to somebody else. You may be the one that causes the hungry to be fed. You might be the one that offers to pray with the one who is sick, or the one who offers words of encouragement to one who has a challenge in their life. What we know, though, brothers and sisters, is that Christ has been made known to the world, and we shall see Him with our hearts. And if we find ourselves in a place of darkness today, if there is some darkness that continues to chill our souls, then I invite you to leave that burden here today in prayer. I invite you to leave that burden here for our God to shoulder that burden. And I invite you to accept the light that Christ has in store for each one of us, because He has chosen you to be a recipient of that light. So today, let us be intentional. Let us be intentional in our quest for that light, and let our vision be focused on the One who came expressing His amazing love, not only in life, but also in death. Amen.